Modern perspectives on masculinity and dating norms. The notion that men should relentlessly pursue women is outdated. In today's hashtag MeToo era, many men are reevaluating their relationships with women and what it means to be masculine. They're facing uncertainties, especially in areas like dating, sex, finances, and work, leading to frustration and a sense that societal norms have shifted too far. During the hashtag MeToo movement, numerous assumptions about masculinity and manhood have been challenged. These include the belief that men must take the lead in pursuing women and provide financial and physical security. Such attitudes can create issues, particularly in dating scenarios. For instance, a man looking for a serious relationship encountered a woman who only wanted friendship. Despite her clear boundaries, he persisted in pursuing her across continents, believing that his determination would eventually win her over. However, he ended up heartbroken when he realized he should have paid more attention to her signals earlier on. His actions were driven by the outdated idea that men must be heroic in chasing women who are expected to be pursued. Dating norms have evolved over generations, questioning traditional assumptions about how men and women should approach relationships. The idea of men being aggressive pursuers is no longer universally accepted, leading to a shift in societal values. One visible change is the expectation that men should always pay for dates, which is now viewed as a personal decision rather than a societal obligation. Manage sexual encounters, communication, and respect. Sexual intimacy is meant to be enjoyable, but it can also bring about feelings of insecurity and competition. Take, for instance, a situation where a man, after a night of drinks and dancing, invited a woman to his place. However, in his intoxicated state, he made aggressive advances despite her clear refusal, leading to a distressing experience for her. This scenario, while not as extreme as cases involving well-known figures like Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby, echoes similar issues seen in incidents involving celebrities like Aziz Ansari. It underscores the importance of communication and respect during intimate encounters. Improving communication about sex is crucial, especially when engaging with a new partner. It's vital to have open conversations and pay attention to verbal cues rather than relying solely on nonverbal signals. Misunderstandings can arise easily, leading to negative experiences. In such cases, acknowledging the mistake, apologizing, and committing to better communication moving forward is essential. Work environment changes, adapting to shifting relationships. Men must be open to adjusting workplace systems for the benefit of everyone. It's not uncommon for women to accuse male bosses of sexual harassment, often catching them off guard. This situation can leave men feeling like they're walking on eggshells, unsure about what's acceptable at work, especially in the post-hashtag MeToo era. Interactions between men and women in a professional setting can become challenging, and there's a fear among men of facing false accusations. Rather than viewing these changes as restrictions or infringements on rights, consider them opportunities to reevaluate workplace conduct. It's crucial to be open to learning from mistakes, offering apologies when necessary, and striving for improvement. Focus on creating a workplace that benefits everyone, regardless of gender or race. The first step is for men to increase their awareness of these issues and take proactive steps towards positive change. The complicated relationship with money. Money plays a crucial role in our lives, tied to survival and status, and it often stirs strong emotions. In modern societies, money is essential for survival, and this need doesn't depend on gender. Many families now rely on two incomes, and men are increasingly comfortable with partners contributing financially. This shift is making the traditional idea of men as sole providers less relevant, although challenges like the gender pay gap persist. The positive aspect is that men can now view themselves as part of a team rather than just providers. Despite these changes, money remains a complex and emotionally charged topic. Some men still link their self-worth to their incomes, even though this idea is outdated. These beliefs took a long time to develop, and while society is evolving, such shifts take time. Viewing oneself and one's partner as a team requires a shift in mindset that doesn't happen overnight. Degender parenting and empower children to be decent individuals. Parenting is a challenging task regardless of the circumstances. With a heightened awareness of mutual consent in relationships, guiding boys towards positive manhood becomes even more crucial, albeit confusing. Boys take cues on manhood from their parents and male role models around them. The hashtag MeToo movement sparked reflections on the essence of manhood and masculinity. Simultaneously, parents are navigating how to raise their sons, teaching them about being responsible men. Both fathers and mothers play a role in educating their sons, addressing past issues, and especially focusing on matters related to sexuality. Similar complexities arise for fathers raising daughters. While men need to protect their daughters, they should avoid instilling fear in them. Children must understand their ability to make wise decisions about themselves. Instead of emphasizing specific traits associated with genders, the focus should be on nurturing children to be kind and respectful individuals. Friendship challenges, dealing with sexism and inappropriate behavior. Friendship can be a strong emotional bond, regardless of gender. However, there's a common issue among men where they engage in vulgar communication through texts, often creating a divide between their public and private personas. This behavior is sometimes used to promote camaraderie among men, positioning them against women in an imagined battle. Many men strive to fit in and be seen as part of the group, which can make it challenging for them to challenge or confront inappropriate behavior, even when it's offensive. Understanding when to address sexist or inappropriate behavior in friendships is not always straightforward. Men often face dilemmas about whether to overlook such actions or speak up. For instance, one man confronted his friend who shared private and explicit content of women without their consent, which led to a strain on their friendship. Men are not typically taught to seek emotional support from friends, contributing to this challenge. Men's friendships should encourage closeness, openness, and vulnerability. It's important to recognize discomfort with sexist or racist remarks as a sign of increasing self-awareness rather than mere political correctness. This shift in mindset is influenced by societal changes, such as the hashtag MeToo movement and increased awareness of problematic behaviors. Prioritize self-care for personal growth. Men can transform their behaviors in various ways, but improving their own lives isn't always straightforward. Challenges affect everyone to some extent. Avoiding vulnerability can lead to feelings of isolation, especially since men often struggle to discuss their emotions due to societal and biological influences. Recognizing that traditional masculine ideals can harm mental well-being, as acknowledged by the American Psychological Association, is crucial. The key is for individuals, including men, to actively seek ways to enhance their lives rather than simply drifting along. As society evolves, there are opportunities for self-reflection, reassessing assumptions, and personal growth. This self-evaluation process can ultimately lead to increased happiness and fulfillment. Go beyond traditional gender roles. Classic gender roles are outdated and no longer beneficial for most people in today's society. The hashtag MeToo movement initially provided relief for many individuals by validating their experiences, but some have also noted instances where it seemed to become overly exaggerated. The rigid gender norms of the past don't fit well with modern understanding and diversity. They don't serve women, non-binary individuals, or even most heterosexual men effectively anymore. Our understanding of gender is evolving, and everyone needs to adapt to these changing times. Experts in neuroscience and anthropology agree that societal upbringing and education, rather than biology, have shaped traditional gender roles. Transgender and gay individuals have already paved the way in challenging and moving beyond these rigid categories, showing that there are alternatives to the old ways of thinking. While these changes can be disorienting and unsettling for some, they also present an opportunity for growth and authenticity. Individuals and communities must embrace this evolution and strive for a more inclusive and authentic way of living. This journey may involve discomfort and challenges as people reevaluate their beliefs and behaviors. However, by actively learning and pushing past these barriers, we can create a better and more equitable world for everyone. Key points. 1. Adopt a modern approach where men aren't pressured to always pursue women. 2. Recognize the complexities of sexual intimacy, balancing fun with communication and respect. 3. Advocate for workplace systems that benefit everyone, regardless of gender. 4. Understand the emotional weight and significance of money in daily life. 5. Practice degender parenting to raise children as respectful individuals. 6. Cherish friendships as a vital source of emotional connection, regardless of gender. 7. Prioritize personal well-being by breaking away from outdated gender roles.